This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, Pride in the North is holding their summit Beyond the Rainbow Lanyard this Friday, and writer, educator, and longtime LGBTIQ rights campaigner Jack Tomlins is doing the keynote speech and joins us. Jack, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you, Warren. Very glad to be here.
Now, I understand that the summit is sold out, so most of us won't be able to hear what your keynote speech is about. Can you give us sort of any hints about some of the things you'll be talking about?
I certainly can, and there also will be information coming out of the summit for people who can't attend. And I think probably they're recording the keynotes too, so they'll be out. So what I'm talking about really is how we continue to create change, keep our community safe when we are in a really difficult social and political climate. So the fact that we are really feeling the pinch right now, I think, with people are feeling a little bit tired, a little bit under threat, a little bit overwhelmed. I think we're seeing a lot of attacks on, particularly on our trans and gender diverse community, and a lot of that stuff that's coming out of the state. So I think people are a little bit anxious. So I'm going to be addressing that and talking about how we can continue to do the work that we need to do despite being in what is a pretty nasty backlash at the moment.
Why? I mean, we had such a good run, didn't we? We got marriage equality, things were looking positive, and then all of a sudden, you know, things have turned for the worse. What do you reckon's been going on?
Oh, look, the thing is, Warren, I've been doing this for a while, okay? Probably 30 years, 35 years now. And I think that what we are experiencing now is really actually, it's part of a cycle that I've seen, that whenever we get significant progress, there is always a backlash. And I've seen that over years, over, you know, three or four decades. So I think it's actually, you know, it's not unexpected. And I think we've had major change, I think, with in the last 10 years, particularly marriage equality. That was a very high profile campaign. It was in Australia and overseas, you know, raised a lot of awareness, and it was a fantastic thing. But that follows the backlash. And I think you just always get that. So I think, you know, there are times in between where when we're kind of cruising along quite happily without it, and then boom, you know, it comes at us. So I think it's actually a bit of a cycle. You know, and the good thing is that that change that we create, the marriage equality or whatever it is, that stays. And eventually, you know, I feel reasonably confident that backlash will pass, but not without effort. But certainly, I think with progress, you get the backlash.
I love the way that you've explained that, because I know a lot of people are feeling quite down at the moment and quite concerned about the environment, the political climate at the moment, and, you know, what the future holds. So if we look at it, that it is cyclical and things will start to settle down. But in the meantime, how can we support each other until we do reach that sort of calmer water?
Yeah. Look, I think that's a really important question. That's one of the things I'm going to be talking about tomorrow. So I think that there, you know, people are feeling tired and a little bit overwhelmed. And I think, you know, one of the things is that we need to focus a little bit on what's closer to home. I think part of our fears are about what's happening overseas, and particularly what's happening in the States. But sometimes I just want to say to people, you know, look around where we are, particularly in Victoria at the moment. Look at the changes that have been made. Look at the state government. Look at the national government. Look at the resources we've got. Look at the organizations, the support, the peak bodies. And actually just kind of remind ourselves sometimes, that while all that is happening, bigger picture, actually, you know, some days if we can stay off social media and not look at the bigger picture, we're actually doing okay. And I think it's really important to remind ourselves of that. And I think the important thing, I think, for safety for our community is always connection. It's absolutely, it's community and connection. So I think where at all possible for people to try to connect with each other, to groups, to services, to you know, wherever the queers are. And I think that's the really interesting thing about the summit in the north, that, you know, historically, if you think that in central areas, in the city areas, there's been quite good opportunities for connection. Certainly in the last 10 years in Victoria, there's been a lot of work done in rural and regional areas. But those outer suburbs, bit of a wasteland, I think, sometimes for community. So I think that's one of the really great things now. And Todd Fernando is speaking as well, that there's been a little bit more of a focus on those areas where there are no services and no connection. So I think for me, I always think, you know, when I get kind of frustrated or down or worried, connecting with the community is always really, really important.
It's really interesting because we often assume that rural and regional areas are the sort of areas that do lack the ability to connect with like-minded people, but it's actually the outer suburban areas that are lacking those services. What do we need to do to get these services out there?
Well, look, I think the summit is a really good opportunity to look at the ways in which we do that. So I did some work a few years ago with DPV Health, which is a community health service out there. You know, they've got a tough gig. It's a difficult area. One of their catchment areas was one of the two places in Melbourne that voted no in the marriage equality campaign. So they did a huge consultation process and surveyed staff and community. We came up with some recommendations and they had some funding, and those recommendations have been implemented, many of them. And so what we're seeing is that when probably 3 or 4 years ago, when I spoke to people in that area, what they were saying is there's nothing for us here, Jack. There's nowhere to go to have a coffee. There's no support services. The health services don't really understand us. And what I've seen, and it's been really quite fascinating over the last few years, is that all these kind of small services, groups, supports have started to develop. And I think it's those small changes, those small support services and opportunities for connection that make a really significant difference in the lives of people. So I think that's what it's about. It's about opportunities for connection for me. And as I say, I think DPV Health and Hume and that region is a really good example of how to do it. And at the moment, I'm working with Casey Council as well, and they're looking at exactly the same. How do we create opportunities for our people to connect, feel safe, share their lived experience in those areas that are not traditionally well served?
We're chatting with writer, educator and longtime LGBTIQ plus rights campaigner Jack Tomlins. Jack, a question, and I'm quite interested in this. How have the religious faith leaders reacted to your workshops that you've been conducting?
Nice question, Warren. Look, so I've been doing some work with the Victorian Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission around the change and suppression legislation, which you may recall when it came into effect last year. That's what we used to call conversion therapy. We don't call it that anymore because therapy is quite a good thing and this is not a good thing. But one of the roles of the commission is to educate people. And so I have been working with them on developing a learning package and running a workshop for faith leaders. And I have to say the response so far has been really, really good. Quite interesting, because a lot of people thought that some of them might dig in and really take a stand on their position. But actually my experience so far is that people are willing to listen. They don't really, I think, understand the harms that have come out of those practices, those conversion practices. And so just educating them about the harms and giving them some tools to do it differently, they have been really receptive to that. And so we ran the first workshop at the University of Divinity. It was a fantastic response. The evaluations were great. So the commission is now rolling them out. So we'll be working with faith and spiritual leaders through the University of Divinity, but also working with specific denominations. So with the Buddhists, with the Jewish community, with the Anglicans, with the Catholics, with the Islamic communities. So that's kind of what will come out of the next 12 months. And certainly I think we're going to find resistance. Absolutely. But I was really quite, heartened by the fact that people in the room really understood, started to understand the harm and actually felt a little bit of a sense of responsibility about that. By the end of the session, I felt like there was a commitment to do it differently.
Fantastic. I feel like, Jack, I love talking to you on Drive. I feel like we all get a bit grounded when we find out the work that you've been doing. So it's great to chat with you. And I know it's your son's 21st birthday. You're in the middle of making a cake. What sort of cake are you making?
I am, and they're all waiting down the other end for the Indian to arrive. I'm making he requested a vanilla Victoria sandwich.
Oh,
so
yum.
It is down the other end. It's got the jam layer on. The girls are doing the cream, and it will be ready to go shortly.
Okay, we'll see you in a few minutes. Great to chat with you. Thanks, Jack.
Okay, cheers.
Thank you, Jack Tomlins, writer, educator, and longtime LGBTIQ plus rights campaigner.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.